come on in.
And now, back to the Bill Frank Radio Show.
The kids love it.
And your host,
welcome to paradise,
Bill Frank.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to the Bill Frank Radio Show here on KVTA News Talk 1520. I'm bringing fresh perspectives to Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is business and politics. Each of my guests will share his or her perspective on one or the other of these subjects. My next guest is a nonpartisan contender for Ventura County Board of Supervisors, 1st District. We'll discuss his platform and his campaign. Bob Roper has lived and worked in Ventura County all of his life. He grew up in Ventura. He attended Buena High School. His wife, Debbie, attended arch-rival Ventura High School. And believe it or not, they've been married successfully for 35 years. That's incredible. Bob began his public service career as a volunteer firefighter. In 1980, he joined the department full-time, rising through the ranks to become chief in 1997, a position that he retained until he retired. In addition to being a firefighter, Bob has earned his BS degree in business administration. Joining me here in the studio. Hi, Bob. How are you today?
Oh, hi. How are you, Bill?
I'm doing terrific. And thank you for being here. Love to have all the candidates in here to discuss their platforms. And if you take a look at the national scene, the presidential primaries, it's become pretty clear that the social issues are not important to American voters today. So all the social issues are off the table. What people are focused on are jobs and the economy. So that's where I'd like to start with you. If you are elected to the Board of Supervisors, what are you going to be able to do to bring more prosperity, more jobs, and to the economy?
Okay. Well, Bill, one of the things that, as a county board of supervisor, we really deal with the regional issues and the unincorporated areas of the county. But a supervisor has to be able to network and socialize with all the city officials to develop a countywide set of policies. Dealing with the county issues as a whole, to bring businesses in, number one, we have to identify the obstacles that businesses are having out there. Why aren't they looking at reinvesting money in Ventura County? And what are those obstacles? And then what we once we identify those, then we have to identify how do we correct those.
All right. Well, let me give you a real-world example. Amgen, which is the biotech giant that is located here in Ventura County, has made it abundantly clear that they're going to grow, but they're not going to grow in Ventura County or even in the state of California. So let's use Amgen as an example. How do you approach Amgen? How do you find out what's the root cause of their problem to get them to invest in Ventura County where they're headquartered?
Well, what I have to do is go out and meet with the CEO and their staff and find out, ask them the exact question. I'm doing that now with a lot of the agricultural businesses, and they tell me, what are the reasons? And I'll give you a couple of examples. One is it's not a business-friendly environment. When they come in to get permits or zoning clearances and so forth, they're told all the reasons why they can't grow, and nobody's there to facilitate or to help them grow. If they have to get a zoning change, they have to get a conditional use permit. On the conditional use permit, it's only for X amount of time. The amount of time and money it takes to get a zoning change in Ventura County may not fit the business perspective for the amount of money it takes to invest. And so those are the type of things that I'm working with current business owners who are looking at expanding or to bring new businesses in. And then we have to look at how do we change those rules in Ventura County.
All right. My guest is Bob Roper. He is running for the Ventura County Board of Supervisors, 1st District. So, Bob, let's continue down this path of jobs and growing the economy if we can. What types of businesses would you help the cities to attract to Ventura County if you had your druthers?
Well, there isn't necessarily a particular type of business. I think what everybody has to understand is some basic economics. In any good community, you need a heavy industrialized business venture there. And in Ventura County, that is either the high-tech companies, the Navy base Ventura County, or the agricultural community. A lot of people don't look at the agricultural community, but you need a strong business that has exports. So it's a solid business that employs people. Because once you have that nucleus of your business community, then what you have is the secondary businesses around that, which are the service stores, the restaurants, and everything else that really fills out the community.
Interesting in your answer, Bob, you didn't mention medical. We've got two major hospitals, actually three major hospitals here in the area. Is medical, first of all, is it a growth opportunity for us? And is that one of these core industries that you refer to?
It can be, but again, most of the time, you're either a large government operation like the Navy base, or you're a company that has exports, okay, that you're doing that a large amount of trade where a hospital doesn't. Hospitals can be large employers, but and it supports a community. What I'm talking about is building the nucleus of the community, and that's where your industry lies in the center of.
I see the difference there. My guest is Bob Roper, running for Ventura County of Ventura County's Board of Supervisors. So, Bob, let me shift gears for just a moment if I can. You're out on the political trail right now. You're campaigning. You get the opportunity to talk to lots and lots of Ventura County citizens and residents. What are they telling you are the top priorities for Ventura County?
The top priorities that I continue to get is, number one is the economy. And that is foremost among everybody right now, dealing with the unemployment rates and so forth. People want to have a viable economy. Because what ends up happening is without a viable economy, we know we have problems in Sacramento at the state level. As Governor Brown is going to raise taxes and shift state programs down to the locals, what it's going to do is it's going to shift the burden for a lot of, say, social service programs that are being reduced back down to the churches and the nonprofits. Those churches and nonprofits are going to be highly dependent on the population base of the community to make donations. If we don't have an economy that supports that viable economy, then those social service programs won't be able to flourish and meet the demands that our community has.
All right, so number one is the economy. What are some of the other issues that you're hearing people raise as you're out on the trail?
When I'm out, mainly just in District 1, is I'm looking at, you know, the businesses that are trying to either expand or come into the county. They're running into a lot of bureaucratic red tape. A lot of businesses are very much up in arms on the way the county does zoning. Okay, and you can buy a piece of property, you can own it for a period of years, the zoning overlay changes, and it affects what you can do with it in the future. It's almost the same as taking eminent domain of that property. But I'm also finding, like around Ventura, people would like to have some help dealing with the homeless issues around there. Also, how to deal with the libraries. Up in Ojai, they're trying to deal with the water issues up there. They're also trying to deal with that balance between rock quarries and truck traffic in a community, how to deal with a valley-wide recreational district and so forth. All of those things are components of which makes our community great.
It does. My guest is Bob Roper. He's running for the Ventura County Board of Supervisors. Bob, I want to come back to what you were talking about before with regulation and the impression that people have that Ventura County is not friendly, business friendly, that regulation bogs us down. That leads me sort of into my next question, which is about SOAR. The person who's elected to the Board of Supervisors is going to have to deal with SOAR in this next term. And SOAR, for those people who don't know, is an acronym. It stands for Save Open Space and Agricultural Resources. It's up for review this year. So if elected to the Ventura County Board of Supervisors, what sort of position, what sort of look are you going to take at SOAR when it comes up again for review?
Okay. Let me just let everybody know on the radio that, you know, whether or not they know what my position is on SOAR, when SOAR was originally proposed, I voted for it for the simple concept of trying to protect our communities. Nobody wanted the Ventura County to look like the San Fernando Valley where it runs from one city to another. For that essence of core, I support. But what we've done is over time, there's been additional regulations that now are preventing simple businesses from expanding or developing agricultural businesses, production facilities, processing facilities on those same very agricultural lands. So you can grow it, but you can't process it. It doesn't go together well.
No, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So, SOAR, then, when it's up for review, you're going to take a very hard scrutiny look at it and determine what?
Well, I want to make sure that what we have is responsible growth. And that means that whenever growth happens in Ventura County, we have to make sure we have the water supply to be able to support it, the infrastructure, roads, the air quality, and so forth. And so we have to all accept that population is going to increase in Ventura County, and SOAR needs to be fluid enough to be able to do that. Likewise, there's the issue with the housing units in Ventura County. The cities in the county are regulated by the state and SCAG actually to have so many housing units available, okay? But currently within SOAR, it's a real crisis. Do we have the available land to meet those demands? If we can't meet those demands, does the county lose federal dollars, you know, to go along with that?
And the answer to that question is yes. Not only do we lose it in the future tense, but we have lost it in the past tense. Tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of state and federal loans and guarantees have been missed because we've missed our housing requirements.
Yeah. I want to be able to meet with the people and talk about what SOAR should look like into the future. We need to have an open, transparent dialogue for people to accept that growth is going to happen. How do we manage that growth and protect the identity on why we voted for SOAR in the first place?
My guest is Bob Roper. He is the nonpartisan candidate running for the Ventura County Board of Supervisors. Bob, when you are, if elected into office, when you start that term, one of the big issues going to be confronting the Board of Supervisors this time around is pension and pension reform. So you'll be grappling with that. First of all, you know, what steps will you take to alter the current pension benefits to a more sustainable level if you are elected?
Okay. Well, to start with, I want to lead by example. And so it's public knowledge that I'm getting a pension as the county fire chief. And what I am eligible from my understanding is that I am not going to take a second pension as a county supervisor. I am not going to take the 401k match that is given. I am not going to take the value of that match that is also part of the compensation package. I want to lead by example on those issues. Then what we have to do is identify really the legalities of what can we do as policymakers to the current employees on their pension and identify the clear goals that we're trying to do. People talk about pension reform, but nobody is identifying the goals and what are the parameters that we can do to do that. With that, then what we need to do is to be able to contain the cost of the pensions so that we're not cutting back on services to be able just to afford pension, because the people of the county pay taxes and they expect to have increased level of services as population grow, not just to do a pension reform.
All right. Well, all we need to do is look to the state of Wisconsin and Governor Walker there to get an idea of how contentious pension reform will become. But I want to ask the question that may be on many listeners' minds because you brought it up. You yourself are on a pension right now. If you are elected to the Board of Supervisors and you have to negotiate pension reform, in what ways is that a conflict of interest?
Well, it all goes down to is what is your charge? As before I was a fire chief, I was on the labor union. I represented those people of the organization from a labor point perspective. When I was fire chief, I represented it from a management position. Diametrically opposed, the two positions are a lot of the time, but I did that, and we were able to deal successfully. As a county supervisor, I move myself up, and it's my integrity to represent the taxpayers of the position that they elected me to, that they've instilled that trust in me as fire chief. They can instill that trust in me that I'll be responsible as a county supervisor to be accountable for those tax dollars.
My guest is Bob Roper, running for Ventura County Board of Supervisors. So, Bob, where do you stand on campaign finance reform right now? How are you funding your campaign? How much money is it going to take to win your seat or a seat on the Board of Supervisors?
That's a good question. I have voluntarily agreed to the campaign finance limits, okay, which makes it tough because there's three candidates who started off with zero money. The incumbent already had money without campaign finance limits that he was able to raise, and that gives the incumbent quite an advantage over the three novices in the race. But with getting the position out there, people have been contributing. We've raised about $90,000, which we will spend that whole dollar amount for the primary here. To go on to November, I would estimate that it's probably going to take that much to be able to be successful, if not more.
$90,000 or more, not only to win here in the primary, but again to win in November. My guest is Bob Roper. So, Bob, if we take a look at you as a candidate, we've known a little bit about you from my intro. Tell us, as listeners, what it is that's going to make you the superior candidate for the Board of Supervisors.
Well, really, it's the proven experience and the trust that people have instilled upon myself over the years. I've had to deal with large-scale emergencies. I've had to deal with difficult policy situations and so forth. I think my proven experience is the best predictor for the future of what I can prove to the people of Ventura County.
All right. So the experience that you've had in public service so far would be a future indicator of your continued commitment to public service in the future on the Board
Correct.
Of Representatives. All right. My guest has been Bob Roper, who is a candidate for the Ventura County Board of Supervisors. Bob, people who are listening are probably intrigued. They definitely want to learn more about you. Where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Okay. The simplest place is to go to my website, which is www.roperforsupervisor.com. Or they can go on Facebook and just do a search for Roper for Supervisor, and the Facebook page would come up. We wholeheartedly ask people to look at all the candidates, look at their platforms, look what they stand for, and make an informed decision on June the 5th. For the best candidate that they can select.
Very sound advice. My guest has been Bob Roper, who is the nonpartisan candidate for the Ventura County Board of Supervisors First District. Bob, thank you so much for coming into the studio and being my guest today.
Okay. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.